This is the Nathan Toon Show.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is, wherever you are, and whoever you are. Welcome to the Nathan Toon Show, episode number 9, I believe it's number 9. It's not really going to be much of a show. I just, I'm not even going to be opening with much of a prayer this morning. I am, or this day, whatever time it is you're listening to it. I am just going to jump right into what it is that I've written, that I have to share with every single one of you. It's more of like a blog post type thing, but a radio thing that I've gotten done. I just want to go ahead and jump on into it. I don't really know what I titled it. I didn't really title it much of anything, but here it is. Life is an unexpected thing. We first find ourselves in it at the beginning of birth. Obviously. At that age, we cannot comprehend anything, and most of us cannot even remember what we've seen or heard for the first 2 or 3, sometimes even 5 years of our lifetime. But as we grow, we learn that life is unfair. It hurts, lies are told, all the time. You meet many people, good, bad, mean, cruel, nice, joyful, pleasant, kind, unique, beautiful, inside and out. And sometimes, people can just be downright ugly. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about people's outer appearance. I'm talking about their inward appearance. Some people either have a heart of coal, or they have no heart at all. Some people are either too loving, too kind, too caring, so helpful that they always get themselves hurt. Or they are so hateful, so mean, so cruel, so wicked, so vile, so disgusting, such backstabbers, such liars, such deceivers, that they continuously and intentionally, deliberately hurt and abuse anyone and everyone that comes their way. I am only 20 years old. People are constantly telling me that I am such a young lad and that I have much to learn. That I do. But I know what I know, and I know it's true. The things I've seen, the things I've heard, what many people say, what they do or don't do, the different types of people that I have seen come into my family's life. The leeches, the needy, the poor, the sapsuckers. The helpful, the caring, the loving, the true, the mysterious stranger or the odd neighbor, the hater, the careless, the enemy, the friend, those who come to help and those who come to get help, those that need help and those that just want help to use and abuse. I've seen many people in and out of my family's life. I've witnessed many things. Good, bad, ugly, beautiful, magnificent, horrific, glorious, terrifying. It doesn't make no difference to me or my family. We have endured. We are overcomers. And that is what we are all to be. Christ Jesus told us that He had overcome the world, and through Him, we can too. I have learned that in this life, we all go through changes. That'll never change. Life will keep going on, and it'll never stop to comfort you when you're hurting. Life doesn't care. The world will just keep right on revolving, and it won't be around you. The sun will continue to shine, and one day you'll make it through. And when we do, you'll know. You'll know it was for a plan, for a purpose, for a reason. A good plan, a good purpose, and yes, a good reason. Many times we just don't know why it is that we, children of God, have to endure such pain, such strife, such suffering, such hurt, such fire, such brokenness, such heartache, such troubles, such trials, such tribulation, such hardships. But we must remind ourselves this, and for me it's a hard thing to do sometimes. However, when I find myself about to ask God why, I stop and think for a moment, then I change my question, and I ask myself, why not? Instead of why me, Lord, how about we just make a small change to that question and ask, why not me, Lord? I deserve the punishment that you took up on the cross for me. Why not me, Lord? I deserved every stripe that your back had to bear. I deserve the beatings, the pain, the ridiculing, the real stuff, the real hardships. Why not me, Lord? I deserve that crown of thorns. I deserve to have my hands and feet nailed to a cross. Why not me, Lord? After thinking of this and realizing that your trial and your suffering, right now, it's not near the punishment that you would have had to endure without Christ. You'll then turn and you'll ask Jesus, why you? And then he'll turn and say to you, he'll say to you something that'll make you fall to your knees and worship him instantly. He'll say, why not? I love you. And you have believed in me. Times may be hard, every now and then. But know that in the end, I win. You win, my children. You that have believed upon me and taken up your cross daily, win. Amazing what such a small change can do now, isn't it? It can neither bring joy or hurt, pain or bliss, peace or war, hate or love, kindness or meanness. Change can bring many things. We will never be able to determine the outcome of change. But the good thing is, if we don't like it, we can always change it. Because that's how change works. It never changes, because it's constantly changing. As fast as the world turns, and as hot as the sun burns, we quickly learned that there will always be change. Just recently, in the year of 2011, I had met somebody. He became my best friend all too soon. To make a long story short, I will just say that we don't really talk anymore. He had a ridiculous disagreement that I tend to find ludicrous, but that's over now and I've moved on. I continue to find that the world is full of many kind, caring, loving, and true people. Each day I discover something new. Just back at the end of May, I discovered my two amazing Aussie brothers in Christ that I have already written about once or twice. And each time I speak with them, I continue to learn more and more that they are bright, radiant lights for God with big hearts that want to do what is right. And just overall, very good, down-to-earth people that love God and truly wish to serve Him with all their might. I have a friend in England who is amazingly talented on the piano. I've done a radio show about him and his music once in a short segment, and I've shared him a few times on my media pages. I have discovered that even though there are times where you are faced with the reality and hurt where someone has come back to bite you and cause you pain, there's also times where you meet true people, real people, that you may not even be able to see all the time, but they are there. They are real, and they do care. With all these little changes in my life, all the heartache and pain and strife, I will continue this road and forget those who are gone, and with all my might, I will keep moving on. I hope you have a blessed day. Have a wonderful day today, my friends. And until next time, shalom. Everyone, I'm Nathan Toon, and I just wanted to say that I hope you enjoyed what I had to say today, and until next time, I really do hope that you have a blessed day, a blessed week, or however long it is until I get back. I'm planning on bringing my shows back as soon as possible. I've been having a little bit of trouble. I bought a new microphone and a new desk mic stand and stuff, and I'm working on getting my stuff back together, but then my digital DJ thing that I use to get the audio to my radio server from my computer, it's just flipped out on me or something. But I'm going to be working on getting that back together, and I'll be back with Toon Radio, the Nathan Toon Show, on a regular basis as soon as possible. So, goodbye and God bless. Shalom. You've just listened to The Nathan Toon Show. This program is not intended to be offensive. If you are offended, it is because of your own stupidity. Thank you and shalom.